Where did it come from? Tina's African lullaby. Now, that was the question I was asked recently by a friend writing from America. Tina, it appeared, was an African slave, and she was newly imported into the United States through South Carolina in the early 1850s. And she'd sung a lullaby to Isabella Spencer's two children and to her grandchildren with such good effect.